Just a little bit about yourself, some of the background that people could find interesting.
Involved with Tri-State Rodeo for the last 8 years, on the board of directors of the North Lee County Historical Society for since 2008. Involved with many other events in the community. Lived here majority of my life since I was in middle school.
What prompts you to go from being involved in the community to actually getting involved in city government? Why did you decide you wanted to run for city council?
Just another way to give back to the community. Bring a different view to it, a little younger view. I'm only 30 years old.
Why is it important to have that younger perspective? What is that something that you think is maybe missing from government?
Yes, it is. Trying to diversify different views, different opinions. Look out for the younger generation. Younger generation doesn't really have a voice. They don't get out. They don't speak. They don't make their voice heard. So hopefully I can be that avenue to get the younger generation involved and speak out as far as the things going on in the community.
What are some of the issues that you think younger people, there needs to be more looking at? What are some of those issues that more pertain to Fort Madison's younger crowd?
We need to give younger crowd a reason to stay here. Too many of them go off elsewhere to school. They don't come back. They say there's nothing to do here in Fort Madison. We need events, places for people to go, and make it a great place to raise a family. You know, parks need improvement. Another thing, maybe not pertaining to the young generation, but infrastructure is important. You got to keep this town strong and so it lasts for the next generation.
I know the city is doing a major street reconstruction project. Should that be just the start? I mean, how do you continue doing stuff like that and keeping the streets? Because that's a big part of infrastructure.
We need to keep that going and make it an ongoing deal. I think we're trying to catch up now. We are behind. We haven't done any major street improvements in quite some time. And we need to not just look at the streets, what you see on the outside. We need to look at the infrastructure underneath the streets. You know, the bloodlines of the under the roads are old. The town is old. So we need to fix that, because sooner or later it's going to catch up to us. It has caught up to us, I believe.
What do you see as the biggest challenge facing Fort Madison, say, in the next year or two? Is there something that really stands out that the city's going to need to address?
The thing that comes to mind most is back to infrastructure. You got to have a strong backbone in the community, you know, with the roads and the sewers and water, and you know, all that comes into play with so many things, whether it be jobs or new business, industry, just safely getting around the community without, you know, deteriorating roads.
What do you see as you mentioned jobs and bringing business and such, and what do you see the city council's role being in that? How would you work to bring jobs in, to grow existing jobs here in the city?
As long as, you know, we're fighting with other communities to get these jobs. Everybody wants new industry, new jobs. So you have to put some incentive, some reason out there for them to pick this town. And, you know, we have the people to do the jobs. You just have to give them more incentive to come here. Industries do look for well-rounded communities, not just with the employees, things for their people to do.
What are some of the things? What areas, because you mentioned that earlier with the younger crowd, what are some of the amenities that maybe Fort Madison is missing that you would like to see come into town to encourage people to move here and to encourage people to stay?
We need more events year-round. You know, we have one huge event, and that's Tri-State Rodeo in September. The other 11 months out of the year, there's a lot of small events. But like somebody told me the other day, they went to an event and it was over in an hour. You know, what do we do the rest of the day? Why isn't there some big event in the summer that you can take the family to for the whole day? And we need more of that.
Would that be the city coming up with that, or the city giving resources to have others work on those?
The city shouldn't be organizing those events by any means, but they should give some resources, some incentives to organizations to do that, whether it be let them use the park for free or a pavilion or whatnot, or some tourism money, you know, to sponsor these events. But by no means should it be the city organizing them now.
When it comes to the biggest thing really the city council does is crafts the budget for the year. Where would your priorities be? If you were elected, what would be the areas that you would say, we can't cut this, this is a priority in this budget? Where do you think your priorities would lie?
Two things I would not want to see any cuts in is like I spoke on earlier, infrastructure, roads. Another thing that's very important is public safety, police department, fire department. We keep wanting to cut back because police departments, fire departments don't make money. They cost money. So, but you got to have them. You got to have a safe community. You need well-staffed fire and police departments because when you need them, you want them to be there. You don't want to have to call or wait for them.
In terms of issues, as you've been out talking to people, I've seen you've got a Facebook page and you've been hearing from people that way. What have you been hearing? What are there issues that we haven't touched on that people have been saying, hey, if you're elected, look at this, address this. Anything like that stand out?
One thing I've been hearing a lot about is youth sports groups. What has happened to youth sports as far as the city used to organize that? That's something I'm going to look into more and find out what has happened there, because I remember when I was younger, you used to be able to find a youth sporting events all over town. Now they've moved to other towns or the YMCA. They do a great job, but what has happened to youth events? And I'd like to find out more about that and maybe fix that.
I know one of the topics that the city is starting to look at is the possibility of acquiring the prison, being able to get that. Is that a good idea for the city to look at?
I would encourage to look at it, but extremely nervous on what the financial side of that would be, the upkeep of it. There would have to be a very good plan and a long-term budget forecast to know that we can make it happen for many years. You know, don't jump into the project with 2 years of funding, because then you're going to fall flat on your face. So